Hosea, please, chapter 4. Well, we do have some music CDs back there from Bible Truth Music. I wish you would consider looking at some of those, especially these Bible stories for kids, and help me get them across to the kids of America. We've gotten about 100,000 of these out. And they're on all the download sites, and they're on all the streaming services. I mean, the Pandoras and the Spotify's, all that stuff, too. But if you've got old-fashioned CD players, we've got that, too, all right? And they're any size donation. I hope you'll get some of that. And, yeah, we do have a busy morning this morning. Got three preachers. Woo! Lunch is 3 o'clock. Is that about right? Don't worry, I'm going to preach short. I always preach short, I think. You know, Brother Fox, if you had an hour to preach, could you preach an hour? I have to make myself not preach an hour, okay? We always have to condense it down. But it's great to see all of you. This is a good morning crowd. And the choir sang this morning. Praise God, that's a great start to a Tuesday morning. Thank you so much. I love the sword of the Lord. I've been getting it since I was 15. I love it. And I'm so thankful that we're in this sword conference. Hosea, they call him the prophet of doom. You know, we just want joy and happiness at all times. Now, look, I'm a happy Christian. I've been condemned for being too happy. There's a lot to be happy about if you're in Christ, okay? I like to laugh and enjoy life, but I must remember the holiness of God. And we're going to look at this passage. I titled this morning's message, God's Message to America. God's message to America. Hosea chapter 4. We'll just read the first 3 verses to get started. Hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel, for the Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. By swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, oh Lord, they break out and blood toucheth blood. Therefore shall the land mourn, and everyone that dwelleth therein shall languish with the beast of the field and with the fowls of the heaven. Yea, the fishes of the sea also shall be taken away. Wow. This is a message of warning for our country. I've got some D's for you today. I'm going to move along quickly. All of these little points start with D to help you as a memory device. Number 1, God's demand to be heard. Hear the word of the Lord. Verse 1, look at it. Hear the word of the Lord. Do you know that God is always speaking to people? We're not listening. How does God speak to people? Well, through the Bible. You want to hear from God today? Get this book out. This is how God talks to countries, how God talks to leaders. He speaks through the Bible. He speaks through the Holy Spirit. He speaks through His messengers. Praise God for the pastors in this room. Amen to that. Hallelujah for a preacher that'll preach the Bible. Amen. 384,000 churches in America, only 107,000 believe that the Bible is the Word of God and that Jesus literally bodily rose from the dead. 107,000 out of 384,000. Most of the preachers in America are not saved. You better find you a preacher that believes the Bible. Amen. And that has the courage and the fortitude to absolutely preach the Bible. And all the preachers in here, preach longer sermons, don't preach shorter sermons. Amen to that. We need more preaching in America. Proverbs 30 verse 5, every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in Him. God expects to be heard. Amen. Matthew 4:4, he answered and said, Jesus said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. That's how to build your family. That's how to build your church. That's how to build your country. God expects to be heard. God demands to be heard. Jeremiah 22:29. Oh, earth, 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 hear the word of the Lord. Got to print more Bibles. Got to distribute more Bibles. I've got a desire in my heart for us to mail Bible portions to all 3.16 million homes in Virginia. My state of Virginia is in chaos because we've left God out. We got to have the Bible. You want the right harvest? Better sow the right seed. What's the right seed? Bible. Amen. Print more, translate more, distribute more Bible. God expects to be heard. God demands to be heard. And I'm going to tell you something. God will be heard. He's going to be heard. Oh, America may ignore God. In fact, some Americans may try to ignore God all life long, but ultimately God is going to have the last word. He will. Romans 14:11. It is written, as Isaiah saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. Number one, God's demand to be heard. But then number two, God's documentation of his relationship. Hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel. Ye children of Israel. God's people, Israel. I love Israel. I try every day to pray for Jerusalem, the beloved city. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, the Bible says. Jerusalem is a world-class city and hated, surrounded by 21 countries that absolutely hate them. I love Israel. How about y'all? Yes. And God's documentation of his relationship, the people of his affection, the Jews are God's chosen people. But I want you to think about America. We've had a unique historical relationship with God. You read the founding documents. The founding documents of our country, oh yeah, they reference lots of other amazing writings from others. But the source is a fact. It's not hyperbole. It's a fact that the book that's referenced the most in our founding documents is the Word of God. That's an absolute fact. And we had some God-fearing preachers. The first battle of the Revolutionary War, very first battle, 700 British soldiers marching from that fort. Who met them? Pastor Jonas Clark and 70 of his church men, white men and black men in his congregation. By the way, there's one blood, there's one people. I'm so tired of all this stuff. Look, I am so white, I'm the color clear, okay? I don't love or hate people based on the color of their skin. In fact, God has put a love in my heart for everybody in the whole world. I've been praying since I was 15 that God would put a love in my heart for everyone for whom Jesus died. That's everybody in the world. Well, I don't like the Chinese. I love the Chinese. I despise the Chinese government system. It's ungodly. It's wrong. But yeah, Jonas Clark, he led 70 of his people out. 70 churchmen with squirrel guns against this formidable British army. And he had taught his people, God will not allow us, this is what he taught, God will not allow us to fight an offensive war. But if they shoot at us today, we're shooting back. And the British shot. And those American churchmen shot back. And 18 churchmen died that day. White and black men died that day. They wounded one British soldier. They wounded one. They lost 18. Terrible way to start, isn't it? British went on and said, this is going to be easy. Walked on and here came another preacher with 300 of his churchmen. Group's getting bigger. By the end of the day, 4,500 churchmen showed up. British decided they better get back to the fort. It is a miracle how God started this nation. One nation under God. It was Eisenhower that got that in our Pledge of Allegiance. Our Congress, they saw the communist. This is 1953, this is documented fact. In America, we added one nation under God into our Pledge of Allegiance. By the way, Pledge of Allegiance is written by a Baptist minister. How about that? Oh, separation of church and state, Brother Fox. I believe in that. Church, the state has no business telling us what to do. Amen. I believe in separation of church and state. Boy, America's so bad. All that slavery. We were the fourth country to end slavery. Do you know that? Do you know that slavery's over in America? Do you know there's more slavery in the world than ever before? America has had a unique relationship with God. And I want that today. These great awakenings that have taken place in America, I don't know. We may be in one right now. We may be. Because a lot of these are transgenerational. They lasted more than just a few weeks. We need more than just a few weeks of revival. Oh, we need a great awakening right now. And I'm longing for it. Just like those teenagers. Brother Matt, we went out soul winning. Man, we had a great time Sunday afternoon. And those young people, the generation of revival. I like calling them that. That's a great name. Well, God's documentation of relationship with His people. In America, we've had a unique relationship to God, and I'm glad of it. Number three, we got to move. God's declaration of hostilities. In verse 1, the Lord hath a controversy. If you are in disagreement with God, let me ask you a question. If you find yourself, if you find your nation, if you find your state, you find your city, your family in disagreement with God, do you know who's right? God is always right. And God has established His law for people. God's laws, they're clear. They're easy to be understood. In the 1950s in America, a boy could ride his bicycle to school and not lock it up with 15 padlocks. Why? Said right on the wall, thou shalt not kill. I think those Ten Commandments would really help our schools again. Amen to that. We've left God out. For the last 50 or 60 years, we've left God out. Now listen, there's a controversy, Israel. You've broken God's commands, and there's going to be payment. God is a God of love, but God is holy. We must never forget about the wrath and the justice and the judgment of God. Jeremiah 10:10, the Lord is the true God. He is the living God and an everlasting King. At His wrath, the earth shall tremble. And the nation shall not be able to abide His indignation. America, we better repent. We better repent fast. Oh, we've had a close relationship with God and the Bible. It's been fading, hasn't it? Just like Israel. Israel's power would grow. Their influence would grow. And their spiritual temperament would decline. And we've witnessed that in America. For the last 50 to 60 years, our nation, our country, we've become openly and willfully turning away from God. We're rejecting God's truth. We're defying His word. We're even mocking the existence of God. I was out door knocking in Iowa. Knocked on a boy's door. Boy, he's 25. The older you get, the older boys are, you know. Knocked on his door. Had a young man from the church with me. Told him what my name was, what church I was with, and so forth. He said, well, I'm an atheist. I said, how old are you? 25. I said, at 25, you have learned there is no God? I said, have you learned everything in the entire world? Well, no. I said, let's suppose you've learned half of everything in the entire world. How do you know for a fact there is no God? After just asking him a few questions, he was so confused he didn't know if he was an atheist or not. It's just become convenient and just copy everybody else and become a sycophant, become a stooge of everybody else and say, I'm an atheist. How do you know there's no God? Man, I'll tell you what, open your eyes. I've been to Montana. Just look out there at Montana. I know there's a God, man. My, open your eyes. I was on a plane one day and I was surrounded by 6 NASA scientists, 5 brilliant young men and a young lady, brilliant. They had papers published, all this sort of thing. Found out as a preacher. I said, man, I love science. I said, I'm a little upset with you, though. You've downgraded Pluto from being a planet to just being a satellite. I'm a little upset with you. So when I was a boy, it was a planet, you know. Just having a good time with them. Finally, one of them leaned over and said, we don't want to pry, preacher. Why don't you believe in evolution? I said, whoa, I'm so glad you asked. I opened the window. I said, look out, man. There's no way this evolved from primordial ooze. No way possible. They began talking to me about different things. I said, I don't know about all that. I said, but I've got some common sense, and I believe the Bible. I told them the only book of real cosmogony, the study of how things came to be, is this book right here. It is, friends. You try to deny this Bible. You try to disprove this Bible. You keep finding the Bible's true. I wish I could talk on that a while. Oh, look, the Bible's right. And in this Bible, he's talking to Israel here in Hosea chapter 4 through his prophet. He's saying, hey, there's a document, a docket of transgressions. There is no truth. There is no mercy. Do you see that in the verse here? No knowledge of God in the land. The Lord is speaking to this country. And he's speaking to our country. No truth. Aren't you tired of all the lies? I'm exhausted with it. I see the tweets and so forth by our leaders. Brother Fox, do you believe the judgment of God is going to come on America? It's here. There's 4 ways, according to the Bible, that God judges nations, countries. 4 ways. Disease. Huh. How about that? Natural disasters. Huh. War. And Daniel 4:17, baseless leaders. I'm talking leaders hollow, no principles whatsoever. Is God's judgment here? Yeah. Is it in full force? No. The most often found phrase in the Bible is this: His mercy endureth forever. It's only by God's mercy. It's not worse. And there is a remnant that still love God. Do you? Are you in that group? Are you intentional in being in this group? Listen, it's not time for us to just coast along. Our church can no longer be just a cruise ship. We must be a battleship for God. Amen to that. Our country is under the wrath of God. There's no truth in America, it seems like. There's very little of it among so many. The teachers of America telling just bald-faced lies to our children. I can't stand. I don't want to even tell you in this group today. I don't even want to tell you what's going on in Virginia. But the equivalent of the Equality Act is already in Virginia. My state. We're in trouble. We're in big trouble. My state, Virginia, the historical state of Virginia. This is our 1776 moment. It's time, man. It's time for us. It's not time to be passive at all. It's time to be totally active for God. I'm talking about spreading the gospel far and wide, preaching this Bible, teaching this Bible, letting our little light shine. Sing with me. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Let your light shine, friends. No truth, no mercy. That's what it says here. Verse 1, no truth, no mercy. We become so self-absorbed, living only for selfism. It's okay to dismiss God. So dismiss God out of your life. You don't love God, America? Then do you think you're really going to love your neighbors? If there's no love for God, do you think you're going to have a real love for your neighbors? No. No. No knowledge of God in the land. It's reached an apex in America right now. Ignorance. Just plain ignorance of God, the Bible. Out in the public, I can quote one of the most common phrases in the Bible, and people are like, huh. I quoted this phrase to a lady. She was so happy, 75 or so years old. I said, whoo, you're happy. I said, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. She said, what'd you say? This is in Chicago. I said, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. She said, oh, that's clever. I said, ma'am, that's not clever. That's Bible. We know everything except the Bible. Do you believe every dad in America ought to be a Christian dad? Yeah. And that dad ought to get this Bible out and lead his family in this Bible. You think that would change America? You look back through our history, Abe Lincoln, honest Abe, an honest politician. How about that? How'd you become so honest, Mr. Lincoln? Well, my mama died when I was 9 years old, but until I was nine, my godly mama sat me in her lap and read the Bible to me. Mr. Lincoln says in the passage she read to me the most was the Ten Commandments. And she told me, thou shalt not bear false witness. We need mamas teaching the Bible in the home. I guess most of the homes in America don't even have Bibles these days. We need a revival, don't we? We need it. No truth, no mercy, no knowledge of God in the land. These Bible stories for kids. It was Lamentations 1 and verse 5 that God called me to do these things. Some of the hardest work we've ever done in our lives. To put these Bible stories and make them interesting for children and all the sound effects and all that stuff. I spent $47,000 on the first volume. We was out there trying to make sound effects. We'd go out in the gravel and try to catch it. You know, finally, I just bought a sound effect library. It cost me a lot. Live orchestra. Disney does all that on their stuff. We heard about Disney last night. Boy, Disney puts everything they've got into their stuff. I told our staff we're going to work hard. We're going to try to get the children to know about David. That's on this one here. Know about Zacchaeus. The children of America know almost nothing about the Bible. 92% of government children in America, government school children, 92% of them don't go to church one time a year. That is a fact. They don't go to the Lutheran church, they don't go to Catholic church, they don't go to the Baptist church, they don't go to the Nazarene church, they don't go to any church. Got to keep those buses rolling, preacher. Amen! Got to keep Vacation Bible School going. Amen. Need Sunday school teachers that are trying to reach every boy and girl in the community. Amen to that. Shoo. Got to move on. Number five. Let me recap here for a moment. We've got so far God's demand to be heard. Number two, God's documentation of his relationship. Number three, God's declaration of hostilities. Number four, God's docket of transgressions, no truth, no mercy, no knowledge of God. Number five, details of the transgressions. Verse 2, here's some details. By swearing and lying. Well, I didn't exactly lie. It may have been a little mendacity. Oh, maybe I prevaricated. All these fancy names for lying. Don't you hate to be deceived? Don't you want the preacher to just go ahead and tell you the truth? Don't you want the teacher to tell you the truth? Last night, the sermon about by the truth and by instruction. I want the instructor to tell me the truth and buy it. I loved that sermon last night. Buy it, friends. Buy the right instruction. Oh, but not all this lying. Don't buy into that. Use your brain. Use your Christian discernment. The Holy Spirit will lead us right. The details of the transgressions, and we got that over there in Romans. Let me just read it to you. If you're listening, say amen. Amen. Romans, you know this passage, starting in verse 23. And change the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which was against nature, and likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense for the error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do the things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, which means can't be satisfied, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that which commits such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. And all of us could give illustrations of that going on in our country right now. Brother Fox, you've become a prophet of doom. I'm trying to be a preacher of reality, of exactly where we are, and look to God for help. Because the doom of the coming wrath, brother, it's coming. So, how do we conclude? Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. I wrote this on my Facebook this morning. What kind of nation are we becoming? We're becoming a nation of lawlessness and violence. We have alcoholic beverage and other drugs to destroy our bodies. We have immorality and perversion to destroy our homes. We have vandalism and mischief to destroy our properties. We have gangs and violence to destroy our schools. We have hatred and bitterness in the neighborhoods to destroy our cities. We have false religions and cults to destroy our churches. We have lies and scandals by the politicians to destroy our government. So what is needed? There is only one solution. The only hope for our country is a sweeping revival. Amen. I want to strongly state that a heaven-sent revival can save any nation. You want proof? Read Jonah chapter 3 and find out what happened in ancient Nineveh. And then go search for about the Welsh revival of 1904 and 1905 when the jails were closed because there's no crime. How can such a revival take place in our country this year, right now? How? First, I must get thoroughly right with God. And second, you must get thoroughly right with God. You and I are part of our beloved country. One by one, each member of our nation needs to get saved, get baptized, join a Bible-believing church, and get busy obeying Almighty God. I want you to stand. And all the men that want to come to the altar and pray right now for a heaven-sent revival, I want you to come right now. The psalmist, he had this prayer, "Wilt thou not revive us again that thy people may rejoice in thee?" That's a prayer asking God. See, God alone can straighten this country out. I can't do it. There's only one book that can get a nation to God. What book is that? The Bible. And God's way is the best way. It's the only way. I want us to get back to the Bible. And I want us to seek the Lord while He may be found. I want you to pray with all of your hearts. Ladies, right where you are, pray. In fact, everybody in the room be seated while these men continue to pray. I tried to preach fast so we could have a time of real prayer and real seeking of the Lord. Oh, how we need the Lord. Why do our churches have so little power? It's really because we have so little prayer. That's really the problem. If our men would get out in the woods and pray for a few hours, this would be a different country. Be a different state here in Maryland. Maryland's far from God. Oh, I love your state. But we're disobeying God. Oh, may the Lord help us. We need this heaven-sent awakening. I'm talking about the Holy Spirit waking people up. I know my little puny human energy is not enough. I am so very insignificant and so very limited. But I'm telling you, friends, God is unlimited. You put your faith in Him. You lean upon Him. You keep your eyes fixed on Him. Don't stare at your problems at every moment. Look to God, Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Our pastor's coming. You listen to him.